Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Somebody wants to know, Dave, are you amped up, Dave? They want to know, are you excited, Dave? Are you a little there? Because we did that Bible Baloney beatdown, and I was talking about the camel and the eye of the needle and that being rubbish for being an entrance point. And,
that's what everybody knows.
No, everybody doesn't know that. Specifically Jesus, who taught that. Anyway, the point is that I got all riled up. So now they're giving me my medication, and somehow I'm feeling more mellow because they don't want me to be as excited.
Smooth jazz with David Spoon.
Time to listen to some good ones, but some oldies. Yeah, like whatever. You're a little young for that kind of attitude, aren't you, young man? Yes, I am. That's my response. Because, you know, there we go. Okay, let's just sit, man. We're just going to listen to some jams. Hey, that's a pretty famous jazz song, isn't it? Yeah. I'm not 52 for nothing. Ay, 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 ay. That's what I'm talking about. Right after I do a rant like I did, this is what I do. It's the medication part I don't like. Anyway, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our very good friend Eric Holloway. Going to be here Friday. Eric, you got to be here Friday. Excalibur Roofing, 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, and testimonials from people just like you and I. Take a look at the weather right now. Look outside right now, okay? I got a word for you. It's for the weather. It rhymes with pain. It is not able, but it's Cain. It rhymes with that. It's really something you ought to understand. Starts with an R and ends with an ain. It's called rain. Coming, folks. So on your roof, you need to make sure there's no leaky problems. You call 760-743-8803, 760-743-8803. You can also go to ExcaliburRoofing.com. You go to the website, check it out, kind of get a feel for what's going on. Here's the big deal. If you just want to call and talk to them, say, you know, I'm not sure if I need roof work or not. I don't know what I need. Then call them and talk to them. That's the whole idea. 760-743-8803. All estimates are free. They do new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. They know what they're doing. So if you have any questions, you want to contact them. All right. This segment, I got to do a little bit of news because I have 16 pieces of paper here with news. And I haven't touched one of them. Uh-oh. I think I'm starting to have too much fun on the show. Is that allowed? Are Christians allowed to have fun? Are we allowed to? Yeah? Okay, I got to find out. All right, here it is. A big thing that came out of University of Pennsylvania, because I didn't know this, and I bet you didn't know this either. Ready? Scientists have now proven men and women have different brains. What? What? I'm in shock. What?
$1 million research.
Multi-million-dollar research. This explains two things for me. One, it explains why my wife cries during cartoons. If it's a cartoon and it's sad and the character's like, then she'll start crying. I'm like, it's a cartoon. And then she's like, it's sad. And I'm like, it's a cartoon. And she's like, it's sad. Have you no emotions? And I'm like, it's a cartoon. I can't escape it. It's a cartoon. What am I supposed to do? What do you do, Robo Producer? What do you do? You got any ideas?
If you're like me and it's Transformers, the animated movie, and Optimus Prime dies, you cry too.
Sorry, dude. It's a cartoon. Sorry. First of all, I'm heartless. So, I mean, I'm not crying at a cartoon.
Obviously a Decepticon.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that, but I do know this. I'm not crying. It's a cartoon. It's like, yeah, but it's really sad. It moves your emotions. It's a cartoon. Okay. I've seen Heckle and Jekyll when they're in the bathtub. And then Jekyll says to Heckle, look, I can do anything I want. I'm a cartoon. And then the bathtub extends to as long as like the ocean. I've seen it. It's like, it's a cartoon. You can do whatever you want. It's hard for me to buy the emotional play. I have a hard time. And then I have another hard time. Any time they do romance scenes in science fiction, I just think it's the wrong genre. You want to do a chick flick? Oh, man, that's a...
Even in Star Trek?
I don't like it.
That's wow.
I don't like it in sci-fi. I like a good romance story's good. When a man loves a woman, touching movie. Touchy. I mean, it's a touching movie.
So the whole romance thing in Star Trek Insurrection, you didn't like it?
I don't like science fiction and... Because science fiction and romance, I don't think they mix. I think science fiction is its own genre. I think thrilling and romance is fine. Detective type of mysteries kind of thing and romance, fine. Chick flick, fine. I will say this. Anybody who's watched Bridges Over Madison County and thinks that's a good movie, you need to have your heart examined. Because the guy's faithful to his wife for 60 years. A guy comes along for 3 days. She wants to spend eternity with a three-day guy. That's an unfaithful woman. She should go exactly where she deserves to go, where they sell lots of suntan lotion and marshmallows.
Because it's the world in the winter.
I'm just telling you. And people are like, oh, how could you say that about such a nice artistic movie? Artistic? You mean adultery? Oh, that one? I don't think adultery's artistic. Oh, call me crazy. Call me nuts.
I'll call you old.
Well, you can call me old. Hey, I got a 30-year-old as of tomorrow. So apparently, University of Pennsylvania has determined that we have different brains. No. No. Does that explain why when I drive, there's all these people on the road that have different names, but then when the wife drives, those same people aren't there because she doesn't say the same thing? That must be it. That's number one. Story number two, you think that's a real story? That's a real story. So they spent all this money to figure out we think differently. Really? That you needed that, huh? I think that $1 million could have been used for anything, like tracking the drones that are coming from Amazon. They need to sell drone trackers. That's what they need. What's our time frame? Are you on IM, by the way? I don't see you on there. Are you there?
I'm on IM.
Oh, there you are. What do we got to exit? Because this other story, it can wait, but it's funny. So I guess
a very important message in the IM for you.
Okay. MN.BHJKGBHK. What do you mean we only have 30 seconds? Is that all we have?
That's all we have.
Okay. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We got to look at our Facebook post, plus new meaning to the phrase monkey's uncle. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. And a teaching that will tickle. You see them wearing their baggies. Not going to tell you. Warachi sandals too. But bushy,
bushy blonde hair do. Surfing USA. Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Mr. Mossy's put Clarence in charge of his clearance event. Take advantage of huge savings on remaining 2013 models, all Clarence priced. It's all happening right now during the Clarence clearance event at all Mossy dealerships, countywide and Mossy.com.
If you suffer from osteoarthritis, a knee, shoulder, or back pain, or the debilitating pain of peripheral neuropathy in your feet and legs, I highly recommend you see the medical doctors at MedCare Specialty Clinics in Carlsbad. As their name implies, they're a true medical clinic with board-certified medical doctors and licensed physical therapists specializing in treating pain. Peripheral neuropathy is a medical condition that should be treated by medical doctors only. They'll make you feel so welcome when you go and see them, and they work to reduce your pain level while helping you regain your mobility and the freedom that comes with it. They accept most major insurance plans, including Medicare. So don't be fooled by fancy ads from non-medical doctors promising pain solutions that rarely work. See the board-certified medical doctors and staff at MedCare Specialty Clinics, 1281 Carlsbad Village Drive in Carlsbad. Call 760-585-9658 to schedule your free assessment today. That's 760-585-9658.
For one night only, Jackson & Associates Sports Entertainment Management presents An Evening of Hope with Grammy Award winner and gospel praise powerhouse Israel Houghton and New Breed. Anybody got a testimony? Do you mind if I just tell my story? On Friday, December 6th, from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., an evening of hope comes to the historic Balboa Theater with a concert benefiting City of Hope Hospital and Cancer Research Center.
Wait away.
Start the Christmas holiday season with an opportunity to come together to honor the memory of loved ones who have been lost to cancer and pay tribute to those who have survived their battles with cancer. Tickets and information, contact San Diego Theaters Ticketing at 619-570-1100. That's 619-570-1100. Or visit Ticketmaster.com.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here, and I have two questions that have to be answered by everybody that has a retirement plan. First, do you know if you're in the top performing funds within your 401k plan? And second, do you have a risk management strategy for the next market crash? Or do you subscribe to the buy, hold, and pray theory of investing? Well, I personally encourage prayer over all of life's important decisions, but I also think it's important to have an in-place strategy that can answer both of those questions. Managing your 401k plan is not a dress rehearsal, and in my professional opinion, you must implement a risk management plan if you want any chance at all of ever retiring. It could mean the difference between getting there and not getting there. So if you'd like a real plan in place to manage that 401k or IRA account, call me to schedule your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. A couple things we got to take care of. Little seriouser business. Not seriouser, but you got to be aware of this. By the way, our address, what's our station address? Was it 9255 Town Center or something? What are we, La Jolla? Yeah? What is it, like unit 500 or something? 550?
535.
It's not 535, is it?
Yes, it is.
It's quarter to six. Okay. Here's the dealios, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to keep aware of this. Now, these are new people that are working with us, and I'm working with them. I'm working with Tommy Hawthorne. Okay? Hawthorne. I don't know if it's Hawthorne or Hawthorne. I got to find out. He's the executive director with Genesis Recovery, something we completely, 100% support. All right, bottom line, Genesis Recovery, what they do is they help people who are trapped in drugs and alcohol. And I'm not talking about, it's okay to have a drink, not okay. These are people that cannot have a drink or two drinks or three drinks or five drinks. They need 30 drinks. And they need constant. I mean, I was in this place where, you know, when I was getting high back in the day before I became a Christian, I was getting high 15 to 20 times a day, like the wife says. Oh, you said 10 to 15 earlier. Fine, 15. The point is that you're so into it, you can't escape it. And what it is, a lot of times, you get into this in the recovery group, but a lot of times it's an escape that you don't want to get rid of until somebody can show you that it's actually just a bondage. And that's a big, big, big deal. So here's the dealios. You can call 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. You can also go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. And they're looking for people to help service-wise, financially-wise, whatever-wise. And we're going to promote this because there's a lot of brothers and sisters who are stuck. And we want to help. And if we can help, and this is something that you really feel strongly about, it's connected to the Rock Church. You know the solid position the Rock Church has. It's a very Christ-centered 12-step recovery, and it's important. And if you got somebody that possibly can benefit, please pray about it, man. Pray. I'm going to have Tommy come on. Actually, Frank, who did the commercial, and Tommy are both going to come on, I think, next week. So that's kind of a big deal. Okay. So we did the Rocky and Bullwinkle rhythm and blues song. Well, it's not really rhythm, but it's just R&B. And we're doing that based on the Facebook post. And so I had to think, this is my birthday, folks. So I had to think, if I'm going to do a Facebook post, now what do I got, like a minute? 2 minutes? Okay, I got to do a Facebook post. I want to make this one count. So here's the Facebook post. I took this out of Psalm 73. I did verse 1. Actually, it's like verse 2, 1 or 2. And then verse 17-ish. And I just put them together because I can't put the whole thing in the post because it doesn't fit. But it says, basically it says this. But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. And then you go further down into the verses and it says, till I entered the sanctuary of God, then I understood their final destiny. And what David's talking about, Psalm 73, the whole process is he's like, hey, I trust the Lord. The Lord is really good. But me, I almost crashed. I almost burned. Why did I almost burn? Because I look at people who are not believers and they're doing fine. They never seem to have the struggles. They seem to be walking on top of the world. And so he goes through from verse 2 to about verse 16. He just keeps talking about how they get away with this and they get away with this. And he's upset. And just like you and I are upset, we're like, how do people get away with this? How do you get to be in positions of leadership and lie and have no accountability? How's this possible? So you get kind of worked up. And then in this one verse, I think it's verse 17, actually, he says this, until I entered the sanctuary of God, and then I understood their final destiny. And you know how David was able to reconcile the fact that he has to go through struggle after struggle, and the Holy Spirit would not allow him to get away with anything, but people that reject God seem to skate all the way through and have no issues. David reconciled it by going into the house of God and figuring out what's really going to happen when eternity really blows the doors open. How these people in their final destiny are going to be in complete misery. And that is how he figured out how to balance between the struggle he goes through and how people who don't know God and just seem to skating by, no biggie. And how he was able to balance it was to understand this. Their final destiny is not good. So here's what I wrote as a comment. Ready? Heaven is worth it. Heaven is worth it. I know what you're thinking. Times for every once in a while, every Christian goes through this. Every Christian goes through this. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Is this whole thing worth it? Yes, it's worth it. It's worth it. There's an eternity to go with it, and you don't want to miss it. So yeah, it's worth it. It's hard at times, but it's worth it. Okay? We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I'll do that story about that thing afterwards. All right? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I'll be a monkey's uncle. Really? He was born and raised in the U.S. of A. He's government inspected. He's U.S. gray. If you mess with the flag, it's like a slap in his face. He's American man.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
Mark Larson and Tony Ramirez of Singing Hills Memorial Park.
Tony, we've said for years how Singing Hills Memorial Park is unlike what you think of in a cemetery. It's a beautiful park setting, worthy of going out and taking a free tour, as we did years ago. We made our plans, which looks increasingly smart as the years go by, because it's something we just have done. Family won't have to deal about it in the future. Save big amounts of money by planning in advance. And that's the same thing right now with the new mausoleum.
That's right, Mark. This mausoleum is going to be beautiful. The location is overseeing the whole cemetery. And also, like you said, when you made your arrangements, you froze the price way back when, and the prices today are totally different.
You lock them in today, and the view out there is spectacular. The new setting, just incredible. Go out and take a free tour. Learn more. Singing Hills Memorial Park. Give them a call today. They're great people. 619-444-3000.
Singing Hills Memorial Park.
619-444-3000.
Hi, this is Pastor Mike McIntosh, and I want to reach out today to anyone who's living in bondage to drugs or alcohol. Hey, I understand where you're at. I started drinking at 15, and later on, I nearly lost my sanity and my family due to drugs. If it weren't for the grace and power of Jesus Christ, I most likely would have died. I want you to know that there really is hope. And one of the best places I know where you can find that hope is Calvary Ranch. No matter how far gone you are, how lost you are, how addicted you are, Calvary Ranch is a great place to get the help and support you need to be free of drugs and alcohol and be all that God would have you be.
Calvary Ranch, affordable, effective treatment for alcohol and drug addiction. To receive a free information packet from a caring counselor, call 800-404-2258. Calvary Ranch, where God does the healing. Call 800-404-2258. That's 800-404-2258.
There are nearly 10,000 homeless in our community. I'm Frank Ertassin with San Diego Gas and Electric Company. This holiday season, San Diego Rescue Mission is experiencing record-breaking increases in emergency services to families with very young children. We encourage you to support San Diego Rescue Mission in its emergency holiday appeal to help provide food, shelter, and hope to the homeless men, women, and children of our community. No one should be walking the streets hungry and desperate. Please join San Diego Gas and Electric Company and provide a hot meal with a message of hope to every person who comes to San Diego Rescue Mission. The need is great and the time is now. Help us assure that every person who comes to San Diego Rescue Mission receives a meal and hope for a better tomorrow. Go to sandiegorescuemission.org and donate today. Thank you on behalf of San Diego Gas and Electric Company and San Diego Rescue Mission. God bless you.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Only true and fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Then I saw her face.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Yeah, you want to reach the show? Well, you know how you reach the show. You can just send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Unless you're looking to give us a cash donation for any of the elements that you hear on the show, and then you want to call the office. Facebook, go there, the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, either way, and then also follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. So we just heard, what did you hear? We just heard Mickey Dolan, right? It was Mickey Dolan who sang that song, On the Monkees, right?
Who I thought wrote the song, but apparently
nope,
I was wrong.
Nope, ladies and gentlemen, you know who wrote I'm a Believer? Neil Diamond, for those that do not know. Neil Diamond wrote I'm a Believer, that's right.
The Lost Monkey.
Yeah, well, I don't know. He had a pretty good career. So anyway, here's why we did that music. We only have about 4 or 5 minutes in this segment, and that's all I'll need to explain the overall insanity of this story. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. What does that mean, Dave? Here's what it means. Lawsuit. And anytime you say lawsuit, there's three things you got to remember. Studies show, the latest polls, and lawsuit. These are three things you should keep strongly advised of. Lawsuit seeks, ready, to grant chimpanzees legal personhood. Yeah, let that sink in there for a minute. Just let that sink. Kind of like, you know, a lesson learned. Lawsuit seeks to grant chimpanzees legal personhood. Because by golly, monkeys are people too. Now, I want to say to this story, this is an absolute story. Okay. I want to say that these are the kind of stories that we read, and this is the reason that I tell you on a regular basis, don't stay current with the news. Stay current with Jesus. And you say, why? Do you really want to know that somebody's trying to sue in order to make it where chimpanzees are legal persons? This is just like the dolphin thing. Remember that dolphin one? Same thing.
So if they can sue because the chimpanzees obviously need to be have legal personhood, well, then we should be able to sue in reverse because maybe we should have legal chimphood.
Well, I don't think that's necessarily a bad idea if you get them to give up some of the bananas and then get some extra cream and then have bananas and sour See? Cream. That might work there. Here's the problem that I really find with this. I identify with this this too much. And the reason is because I have several relatives that act like chimpanzees. And so I have a struggle because I'm thinking, well, they call them people. I'm sitting there thinking, really? It's because, you know, I mean, it's kind of like the humanists organizations who are anti-Christmas gifts.
Maybe we could do like a foreign exchange program.
So for and some change, we can get rid of them? Is that what that meant?
Exactly.
Okay. I also, you know, thinking about the monkeys are people too, you know, it is true. Just like the music we just played, I used to watch the show. So, you know, I mean, I know that they're people. I watched the show. Isn't that? And then not only that, but think about it. Monkeys, chimps have moved on, and now they're like apes. And to consider how far advanced the apes have, they have their own planet. The apes have their own planet. Remember Planet of the Apes? It's like their own, they got their own planet now. So maybe it's just chimps are trying to follow in the same vein as apes. That's what I'm thinking. What do you think? Or better yet, the person who's actually filing the lawsuit for the chimps, maybe they're under some kind of mind control from the chimps. Is that possible? And then they're just doing what they're being told to do. Maybe chimps are taking over the world. I mean, if you look at the world leadership, it's full of people that act like chimpanzees, isn't it? I mean, really? It's like, that's leadership? You guys might as well just scratch your underarms and hang from trees because there's nothing good going on there. So anyway, this is actually taking place. That's Tarzan going, what? I'm going to be sued because I let this chimpanzee on my back? What was that chimp's name? Cheetah? I think Cheetah's going to sue Tarzan for possible causing infliction of anxiety while driving. I'll tell you one thing. That chimp in those Tarzan movies, he's getting more money. He's getting more money. He's not getting animal wages no more. Nah, that's it. I think we better do a teaching when we come back. I think my brain just, I think part of it just went through my nostril. I'm pretty sure. I think that just happened. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're not suing chimps for anything.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
There's no better way to celebrate the holidays than the promise of no mortgage payments. And if you've already paid off your mortgage, give yourself the gift of financial peace of mind. Hey, Mark Larson here. For years, I've been talking about the reverse mortgage, and there's no better way for me to describe this loan of opportunity than to tell you a reverse mortgage will allow you to fund your longevity. Yes, there are changes coming, but if we act today, there's no need to worry. If you and your spouse are 62 years or older, call my friend Mehran Aram, president and CEO of the Aramco Group, one of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. Join him for the next free dinner workshop at the beautiful Sheraton Resort and Spa in Carlsbad, December 5th at 6 p.m. Don't put this off any longer. Redefine your retirement today. Call 866-600-1130, 866-600-1130, or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
Hi, this is Sister Tricia Cruz, president of Father Joe's Villages. Hear that? That's the sound of time running out on your chance to make a tax-deductible donation before the end of the year. Your donation is not only a great tax write-off, but an investment in the future of San Diego, from children and families to adults and veterans. We accept cash, stocks, gold, cars, and furniture. But the clock is ticking, so don't forget us. Donate at 1-888-FATHER-JOE or neighbor.org.
2014 is the year of the pastor. KPRZ will celebrate those in ministry with 5 special events in 2014, kicking it off with the Year of the Pastor Luncheon on Wednesday, January 15th with Robert Jeffries. KPRZ will announce the first inductees to the KPRZ Hall of Faith, recognizing those who've served and strengthened the faith of the people in San Diego. It'll be a special historical day, and you don't want to miss it. The Year of the Pastor Luncheon, Wednesday, January 15th with Robert Jeffries. Register today at KPRZ.com.
Tired of coping with missing teeth, decaying teeth, or poorly fitting dentures? Did you know that you can get a great, big, beautiful smile in just one day? Come to the Permodontics Center and see how the world-renowned team of doctors Berger and Ayers are transforming lives with permanent dental implants. They've been recently voted San Diego's best dental implant provider in the Union Tribune's Reader's Poll and are continually referred to as Southern California's premier dental implant center. You see, not only are permanent dental implants affordable with the look and feel of real teeth with real biting power, but these same-day teeth carry a lifetime guarantee. So why not come out to Permodontics and get your free, no-obligation consultation with the doctors? Pain-free, same-day teeth. Yes, it's possible and affordable with permanent dental implants. Call now for details at 866-SMILE-AGAIN. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. Or visit permodontics.com.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. And I'm using my big boy voice, so I don't sound like a Muppet. If you want to reach this show, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. And then follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. There we go. Hey, quick weather check. Yikes. Yucky. And let's see. Traffic? Lots of cars. Okay. That's all you got to know. Lots of cars and yucky, which means when you're driving, be safe. Don't be texting. Thank you. On this day in 1818, Illinois became the 21st state of the United States. By the way, Illinois, the word means tribe of superior men. And that is really annoying. Get it? Illinois-ing. Okay, very good. Also, Oberlin College in Ohio became the first co-ed institution of higher learning. Higher learning if monkeys are your relatives, of course. And then Mary Baker Eddy, founder of Christian Science Movement, died. So get the marshmallows and suntan lotion for her. That'll make it pretty simple. And today is National Roof Over Your Head Day. So for Excalibur Roofing, how good is that? Huh? It's kind of a rainy day. It's National Roof Over Your Head Day. It's a, I mean, that's perfect for Excalibur Roofing. That's how you work a client into a shtick. Right there. That's how you do that. Okay, so we're going to... Did you like that? That's kind of original. Luke chapter 18, verse 35 through 43. This is a Wunderbar teaching. What does that mean? I don't know. Luke chapter 18, verse 35 through 43 is our DDD. We're going to be talking about a very, very famous story in the Gospel of Luke about the blind man who was trying to get to Jesus. And I want you to see what the real lesson. Now, see, this is the thing. You hear scriptures and you go, oh, well, this is going to be this and this is going to be this. slow down. Take it easy. Take a deep breath. Listen to the intensity of what this situation shows. Ready? Luke 18, 35 through 43. I'm only going to read it once, so listen closely. As he drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the road begging. Hearing a crowd passing by, he inquired what this meant. Jesus the Nazarene is passing by, they told him. So he called out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Then those in front of him told him to keep quiet. But he kept on crying all the more. Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and commanded that he be brought to him. When he drew near, he asked him, what do you want me to do for you? Lord, he said, I want to see. Receive your sight, Jesus told him. Your faith has healed you. Instantly he could see, and he began to follow him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Verse 35, the guy's blind. What would we say about that? Bad. You don't need a theologian to tell you, dude is blind, bad situation, right? He doesn't even see Jesus. He hears Jesus. He hears the crowd. He's like, what's going on? They're like, Jesus, the Nazarene, he's passing by. Verse 38, the Bible says the guy, he cries out. Guess what happens when he cries out? Guess what takes place when he cries out to God? The crowd, those in front of him told him, keep quiet. Here's a guy in a terrible situation. He's blind. He's really, he's not just limited in life. He's limited in every aspect of life at a disadvantage. He's crying out to the Messiah. The crowd says, shut up. Wow. How would you like to be that guy at that moment, having people try to discourage you from following after the Lord? They're discouraging him. You know what he did? Look at what he did, folks. In the last part of verse 39, he cries out more. Do you know what he said? I'm not going to pay attention to you people. I'm trying to find God. I need to get a hold of the Lord so I can get delivered from this situation. Instead of letting the public dictate how he's supposed to respond, he ignores that and makes his passionate pursuit for Jesus. Oh, baby. How about that? A passionate pursuit for Jesus. Verse 40 through 42 tells us he got to Jesus. He got there, right? What's the lesson? Here's the lesson, folks. Let no person, nobody, no public, no crowd, no mob stop you or me from pursuing and reaching Jesus. You don't let any, public opinion says that it doesn't matter what public opinion says because they're not Jesus and they don't have a heaven to put you in. Well, you don't understand. The greater majority of people think doesn't matter what the greater majority of people think. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Well, wait a minute, though. I mean, but this is like out of the norm. You can tell me Jesus is normal. He goes around. He heals the blind. He heals the sick, the lame. He casts out demon. He raises the dead. Just read the Gospels. He raises the dead. And that's normal? Wait, better yet, he spits. This is what people, they hate talking about this. Jesus spit in the one guy's mouth to loose his tongue. What? That's disgusting. That's what he did. You want to rewrite the book because you don't think it's proper etiquette? No. We don't let anybody or anything stop us from pursuing God. The minute you let anybody or anything stop you from pursuing God, that just took God's place. That just became more important. And the crowd is saying, shut up. What is that we say about cutting the, shut down your vocal subroutines, right? It's like, shut down your vocal subroutines, dude. You're crying out to Jesus. You're making a fool of yourself. Well, God bless him. Let him be as foolish as possible, because if that's what it takes for him to pursue God, then let him do it. But that's not how we do things around here, because we're dignified. Hey, dignified didn't bring salvation, pal. Jesus brought salvation. But that's not how I've got to wear a, you stop it. We need to pursue the Lord with everything we have. I got news for you. If you were in the throes of death, would you pursue God with everything you have? You bet. Would you let the crowd dictate how you should react? No. Well, why would you do it at any other time? It's only appropriate when you're desperate? That's insane. Here's the real key in that. The key in that is not to let anybody or anything stop you from pursuing God. But now I got a caveat. Do I got like 2 minutes? Yeah, watch this caveat. There's, at the end of this, listen to what Jesus says. He says, what do you want me to do for you? Now, I always find that to be fascinating because if I'm a blind guy and I follow Jesus and I push through the crowd and I get through all the obstacles and I get to Jesus and Jesus goes, what do you want? I'm going to be like, oh, I'd like to play the piano. I mean, it's like, what do you mean? What do I want? I want to see, of course, right? But here's an interesting, is that a good line? So here's an interesting concept. Jesus stopped and commanded that he be brought to him. They drew near and he asked him, what do you want me to do? Now, I want you to play along with me for just a second. Just enjoy this for a moment. What if Jesus had you stand before him and asked you, what do you want? What if Jesus, just play along for a minute. What if Jesus took you and said to you, right to your heart, right to your face, what do you want me to do? Now, I'm not talking about a genie. I'm not talking about three wishes. I'm not talking about 1,000 more wishes as my wish so I can have unlimited wishes. I'm not talking about winning the lottery. I'm not talking about a kingship. And I'm not talking about fame. I'm talking about for real. If Jesus was standing in front of you and he said to you with that compassionate heart and love, if he said to you, what do you want me to do for you? What would you answer? What would you respond? What would you say to the Lord? What if the Lord said to you, what do you want me to do for you? How would you respond to that? Would you ask him for forgiveness? Would you ask him for healing? Would you ask him for direction? Would you ask him to have an assurance and confidence in your relationship with him? Would you ask him just to wash you anew, to pour his peace upon you? He is, after all, the Prince of Peace. Would you ask him, would you say, Lord, pour your peace upon me. Let me walk and live inside your peace. Would you say that? Let me know every day, let me know you closer than the day before. I'm not talking about a genie. I'm asking you this really very sincere question. What if Jesus stood you up in front of him and said, what do you want me to do for you? What would you answer? Now, why I'm asking you is because you don't come to the Lord like he's some gaseous element on Pluto. You come to the Lord knowing he's listening. And that petition means something. And your request means something. So when you come to the Lord, make sure you've done the internal and you know what you want. You come before him and you know where your heart's at. And even if it's simply to say, I want to be washed from my sins, know what you want. Because at any moment, Jesus could come before you and ask you that question. So have that answer in your heart. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, a little bit more, because it's a little bit fun.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
During the December to Remember event, you only need to remember that Lexus El Cajon has the lowest prices of the year on over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles ready for delivery. Just minutes from Mission Valley. Go to LexusElCajon.com.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, of all the mistakes that people make with their money, underestimating investment risk is right at the top of the list. After 33 years of financial advising, I can tell you that very few people have an actual handle on how much money they could lose if the markets go the wrong way. Now, this is a critical piece of information and especially important if you're in the retirement red zone. Be aware, friends, there are numerous ways for you to secure your life savings and still generate an excellent rate of return without risking your principal. If you haven't reviewed your retirement planning, please give me a call for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, securing retirements for 33 years. Call me for your free consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my website, theretirementprofessor.com. That's theretirementprofessor.com. Or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
If you're a fan of Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney in the movie White Christmas, now you can see it live. San Diego Musical Theater's production of Irving Berlin's White Christmas at the Birch North Park Theater in San Diego, Thursday, December 12th through Sunday, December 22nd. The stage adaptation tells the story of two showbiz buddies who stage a winter show in a picturesque Vermont inn and find their perfect mates in the bargain.
You'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Irving Berlin's White Christmas is a merry and bright Broadway experience full of dancing, laughter, and some of the greatest songs ever written. For generations, families have enjoyed the uplifting and beloved songs of White Christmas. Get tickets and information online at sandiegomusicaltheater.com or call 858-560-5740. That's 858-560-5740.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monta Vista Village. Tracy, they've got a big military party coming up, don't you?
We do, Kevin. It's a very important event coming up on December 14th. And this is actually our 7th annual Christmas dinner for enlisted military and their families. And this is one of the ways that we give back to the community here at Monta Vista Village. Santa's going to be here for the kids, and parents get a very nice present themselves. So we do have to raise, however, $10,000 for this event, and the residents have raised $5,000 so far. So we're still a few thousand dollars short of our goal right now. So if any of the listeners would like to help us reach our goal, we would really appreciate the assistance, and this is a tax-deductible donation. Also, if there are any military families, E5 and below, who would like to attend, we'd love to have you. Reservations begin December 2nd. You can give us a call at 619-465-1331.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 for Monta Vista Village. License number 374-600-564.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
To the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Look at the weather. Ay, 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 ay. It's like we live in Cleveland.
Is it mostly or partly ay, 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 ay?
Oh, it's just like you can't even. Oh, I'm taking you home today. I'm sending you off with a drone from Amazon. That's all you're getting home. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook. Type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Also follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. Let's see. The one thing I did not tell you, I did forget to tell you this, by the way. In 1944, on this day on my birthday, Frank Sinatra recorded Old Man River. Old Man River. Okay. Just in case you wanted to know. You probably didn't know that. Can I give you a baseball fact? How about this? 1969, the pitcher's mound was lowered from 15 to 10 inches to get more hitting taking place. Of course, we know what they didn't anticipate? That the players would get taller. Oops. 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 Missed that one. All right, let's close out with teaching, because I just feel like doing this teaching, and I don't really feel like doing any more news. I only did like 3 news stories.
Yeah, but the stories you did, yeah, that's
They were pretty funny. All right. Here it is. Luke 19:37. We'll close out with this one. This is not going to make some people happy. Oh, well. If you try and live your life to make people happy, the best way you can do that is to take the next rocket ship to Mars.
As I just told you, the best DDDs you do are usually the most unpopular.
That's true. Luke chapter 19, verse 37. Very simple, but very deep. Now he came near the path down the Mount of Olives, and the whole crowd of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles they had seen. Uh-oh, sounds kind of charismatic-y, Pentecostal-y. Uh-oh, Dave's doing his pentabapt thing right here. He's a Baptist who's also a Cal Arminianist, who's also a panmillennialist. Yeah, go ahead, pin me down. Let me know. Now, he came near the path down the Mount of Olives, and the whole crowd of the disciples began to praise God joyfully and with a loud voice for all the miraculous things they had seen, all the miracles. Keeping it simple, keeping it real. Ready? Tell me if this is true or not. Tell me it's true in your life. Miracles in our lives that God does that are beyond things we can explain generate praises on our lips. True or false? It's true. It's true. Listen, the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles. How many miracles has God done in your life? Pull your hands out. Look at your fingers. It's more than those fingers have. I mean, how many times has God delivered you, answered prayer for you, saved you, graced you? Oh, come on. It's awesome. But here's the one thing I want to say that's not that popular. Ready for not popular? Not all the miracles, not all the miracles come from the pulpit. Uh-oh. What? Not everything that God does is from a pulpit. How about personalized answered prayers? When you pray to God and he answers a prayer for you, is that coming from the pulpit? No. It's not. It's coming from your relationship with God. So not every miraculous thing that happens, happens behind a pulpit. Am I diminishing church? No, I'm telling you the expansiveness of Christianity is a lot more than Sunday and Wednesday night. It's a 24/7 relationship with the living God made possible through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. What do you need to know? That not all the miracles come from the pulpit, although the pulpit is not a place that's excluded of miracles. For example, have you ever been in a service where somebody gave their lives to Jesus? Have you ever been in a service ever, Robo Producer, where somebody gave their heart to Jesus Christ ever in your entire life? Yes or no? Have you ever seen anybody say, yes, I accept Jesus Christ as Lord?
I've heard it because when my church does it, everybody is usually closing their eyes and the pastor usually points them out. So I've heard it. Yeah.
Yeah. So you've been in the church service, yes, where somebody has given their lives.
Yeah.
Pastor has preached a message, call to salvation. People respond and they become Christians and they become born again people.
Yep.
Right. Right. What is more miraculous than that?
Nothing.
Nothing. I mean, ultimately, the resurrection will probably be at that point. But the bottom line is that's one of the most miraculous things. It does happen from the pulpit. Miracles happen at the pulpit every single week. But miracles also happen outside the pulpit every single week. Miracles are in our lives. So here's the thing I want to say. Let's just stop the silliness and call them what they are. When God does something awesome, acknowledge that it's miraculous that God did it. And you can be just like the disciples. And the Bible says the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles they had seen. So when a miracle takes place in your life, you know what you do? You praise God joyfully. You think that's good? It's good. Come on. You know it's good. It's good. It's all right. It's all right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're taking a 22-hour break. We're coming back tomorrow, and we're doing it all again. See you then.
Through the hard times and the good, I have to celebrate you, baby.